The rate of heroin-related overdose deaths in Winnebago County is among the highest in Illinois. Deaths involving drugs in the county nearly tripled in the last decade. One method you may already be aware of is using overdose reversal drugs. In 2016, training people in this option is becoming increasingly more available. But what is life like after the reversal drug has been used? WNIJ's Jenna Dooley has more.
Some doses of naloxone come in packages that look like beepers. Remember those? If you don't, think a little smaller than a deck of cards. The overdose reversal drug goes by a couple of brand names, including Narcan. It's used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. The drug comes in several different methods of delivery.
If you are ready to inject, place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Injection complete.
So after you leave the clinic, you could go home, you could play with this over and over, and if, God forbid, you were in the situation where you needed to use it, you would go right on to the real deal.
Bonnie Falzone Capriola with Rockford's Hope Over Addiction trains people to use naloxone in case they want to keep it in their home. In Winnebago County, nearly 100 deaths last year involved drugs, and there were more than a dozen saves using the powerful overdose reversal drug. It's something that wasn't as readily available when Falzone Capriola's son Barry was battling addiction.
And I will never forget, I was sitting on my front porch and it was a sunny day in the beginning of September. And he said, Mom, I have to tell you something. And I said, okay. And he goes, Mom, you're not going to be happy. And I go, Barry, what? I mean, he's bipolar. We've been dealing with mental illness. We've been dealing with all kinds of things. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Mom, I'm addicted to heroin. I can recall it in my mind like the world just slowed down. I just said, oh my God, Barry, are you serious? And he said, yes. And I said, you've tried to stop. He said, Mom, I've been trying for a long time, and I need help. And then once I got into that world, I realized that I wasn't a mom calling to find help. I was one of hundreds of moms.
Falzone Capriola says her son spent years in and out of rehab centers. He died in 2011. At age 25, he was one of dozens of deaths that year involving drugs in Winnebago County.
He had this thought process that he was born to suffer for some reason. And he got to a place where he just accepted it, and I didn't like that.
She says her son was an old soul who wrote out his deep thoughts and struggled with how his addiction was hurting his loved ones. She says stigma from others often prevents progress in combating addiction in the county.
They look at people with substance abuse, misuse disorders, and they say, well, they're choosing to do it. That's just the life they want. And they don't realize how every day they wake up, they hate themselves. Every day is a chase.
I am Sue Fiducia. I am the Winnebago County Coroner. I've been associated with the office about 40-some years.
She's seen the number of deaths involving drugs rise in the county. She calls it an epidemic. A decade ago, there were 33 such deaths. In 2013, there were more than 120. Deaths involving heroin and cocaine lead the pack. Fiducia says drug-related deaths have been down a bit since 2013. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department administered Narcan 24 times in 2014. All but one survived.
There's our numbers. If they hadn't administered the Narcan, would those folks have died? Probably. But they didn't, because they got Narcan and they went to the hospital, and then who knows, and statistics are kept as to what happened after that. But I think that I attribute that to our numbers being down.
Fiducia says making Narcan more readily available has been controversial.
You know, when they first did that, I kind of did the thing, oh my gosh, then we're just kind of giving them permission to do this and go ahead and get your high and then we'll get you out of it. Well, needless to say, that's not been the case. The families are not doing that. They're not letting the people know that are addicted that they do have Narcan in the home. So it is being used as a last-minute resource, and it is, sometimes it brings them out of it, sometimes it does not.
27-year-old Josh Shuga of Rockford was brought back from the brink of what would have been a fatal heroin overdose.
I shot up, and they call it, you know, rig. I looked at it, and I was like, that just looks like a little too much.
It took 4 doses of Narcan to save him. It was his first overdose, but he's been using drugs for years. It started with a bad back. He got addicted to OxyContin, but the pills got expensive, and his medical records flag him as an addict. His mom, Connie Holmes, has spent years trying to help her son manage his addiction. She didn't find out he'd overdosed until a few days after it happened. Even though he doesn't currently live with her, she now has the overdose reversal drug in her home. But what happens after the big save?
I don't know. It was an overwhelming feeling where I told my husband, I said, you know what? I'm probably happier right now than I've been. And he said, why? And I said, because I said, Josh has finally hit rock bottom. There was no further down for him.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, 6 feet. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that he made it through there. And so at that day, I believe it's the first day that I started to actually live.
Suga continues to see doctors about his back, and he says talking things out is what helps him in his recovery, and he's slowly rebuilding relationships with his family and his mother.
Well, yeah, I put her through hell. It's like when you're eating, I didn't ever think of, you know, it's like ever, no one wanted me around because, you know, they couldn't trust me or that I was high and they didn't want to see me that way. It's like I would still want to be there for everything. You know, I would still want to come over. I'd still want to be in my little sister's life. I'd still want to, you know, I still want all my family.
He continues his recovery.
It's like I'm still a really good, hard worker. I could still get stuff done, but then people talk to me and they think that I'm screwed up or I'm high or something. I'm like, I'm not high. I'm just, this is what it's done to me. Like, and I know this, and it, I beat myself up so much.
You know, I told him, I said, you know, when you start getting better, I said, you're going to have to realize, you know, you're going to have to forgive yourself.
She says then he'll be able to resolve hurts with others.
But I told him someday he's going to be strong enough to go to that person and say, look, I forgive you. Even if that person doesn't know, he knows in his heart that he forgave that person that started to create that little boy that he was before.
His mother says there's still work to do. But as long as she sees that her son is still trying, she says she'll be there for him. I'm Jenna Dooley.